Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
What a spectacular pleasure this is to have Andrea Albright here on Success Stories Saturday on the Rhino Daily Podcast. When you talk about success, you are a success in so many different ways, Andrea, and that's why you're ideal to introduce to my audience, because my audience is small business owners, entrepreneurs, and we're known to, as you know, because you're a spectacularly successful entrepreneur yourself. So, you know, we have the tendency, we have to fight the temptation to work too hard and not really pay attention to our health and not pay attention to how much we sleep. We pay more attention to how much we work or how much pressure is on us from having to track everything and test everything and constant changes and ups and downs that go along with the life that we have opted in for as an entrepreneur, and yet you managed to be not only a successful and extremely busy entrepreneur doing so many different things all over the place for so many people, but you're one of the world's foremost fitness experts. So that combination is amazing, and I'm so glad to have you here to introduce to my audience. And I would love, because I know I will not do it anywhere near the justice, I'd love for you to share your story. I'll just say that when I first met you years ago in a group with extremely successful entrepreneurs, and I was like, oh, yeah, there's the typical blonde bombshell, California blonde. There she is, beautiful looking, everything is perfect, blah, blah. And then I got to know your story, and I was like, oh, my goodness, I am blown away that must be typical for you. I must not be out of the ordinary. The people just think you were born that way. It just came perfectly easy and natural to you, and that's just the way it is. So who are you to be? It's easy for you to be a fitness expert, but your story tells a big difference, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And thank you so much for having me. This is such an important topic, and I'm just so honored to be connecting with your audience. And I myself am an entrepreneur. I am self-made, and I have also created the body and the fitness that I have today. I actually started off as a yo-yo dieter throughout my teens and 20s. And I was nothing of what you would consider to be a health expert. I was even at one point addicted to diet pills. And I was on this extreme diet roller coaster where I would lose a bunch of weight, but I would have to sacrifice my energy and my health, and I would lose relationships over it and forget about trying to, you know, run a business or work on my career because I had no mental energy and no mental stamina, and I was irritable and depressed. But, you know, hey, I was like, I'm losing weight, so it must be worth it, right? Well, of course, it never worked. It was never a long-term plan. And then whenever I would go back to the way I was living and eating before, I would binge. I was an emotional eater. I didn't have any ways to regulate my stress levels. And so I would end up gaining all the weight back that I had lost plus more. And this is what they call yo-yo dieting. And it's very destructive to the metabolism. In fact, you can actually destroy your metabolism if you do it too many times. But most importantly, it's really damaging to your self-esteem. And you actually begin to believe that I'm broken and I don't have any willpower. I'm just not strong enough to keep the weight off. Well, thankfully, I had an awakening, and I started focusing on learning health. So instead of an obsession with losing weight, counting calories, weighing myself all the time, I became a health expert. And today, I've kept the weight off for over 16 years. And most importantly, I have more energy and health today at going on 40 years young than I ever did when I was in my 20s.
Now you're hitting the nail on the head, this thing about energy. First of all, that story, every time I hear it, I'm still amazed. Again, back to my initial first impression of, you know, oh, yeah, you know, she has it easy. She's spectacularly beautiful and blah, 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 in her incredible shape. And then your story, like you just told it, but you pretty much have a similar background to all of us. Like, we're not born,
yeah.
most of us, we're not born perfect, whatever, model, whatever, but your story gives hope to me and hopefully to all the listeners and the readers that there is hope and that we are right to question when we think about diets. And like I love the term you use, the yo-yo diet, where we're up and down. And I love also what you say, because I think we've all been there. We lose heart for like nothing's going to work and forget it. And let me just concentrate on my business, because at least there I get positive feedback when things go well and I build my business. And I'm going to stay away from this whole trying to be healthy thing, because it creates more stress in my life. But I love what you teach is how you teach, even not only is it not yo-yo dieting, but I guess pretty much your program's all about you can eat tons of food, you talk about,
yeah,
and still lose weight and still have more energy and still be more healthy than ever. Now, those are magic words,
mm-hmm,
I'm sure, to everybody on earth. Yet to eat tons of food that is delicious and that you love. So are you saying that we should sit at our computer all day and munch potato chips and we'll lose weight and be healthy?
No, in fact, what I want to do is I want to get a steady supply of nutrition coming into your body and fueling your brain. And what that's going to do is it's going to give you sustained energy throughout the day. So you're not going to have those crashes where you want to turn to caffeine and sugar in order to give you an artificial pick-me-up. And when you have nutrition throughout the day, you said it exactly, you get to eat more often. So you're not starving, you're not hungry, and you don't go into that irritability starvation mode that most dieters have to experience. You actually have more energy, more health, you think faster, you remain calm because you have the hormones that keep you stable. And what this does is it has a huge impact on your business, because I don't know if you're the face of the business or not, but you definitely have to interact with people, whether that's your customers or your business clients or your partners or even your team. And I don't know how many business owners I've heard that they say that, oh, I can't attract a good team. There's no good people out there. Or, oh, my customers are always giving me so many problems. Or, oh, I can't find any business partners. And I have to think, like, how have we not looked at our source, which is ourselves? We are the only thing we can impact. And if you don't sustain your health throughout the day, then you are causing this negative impact with everyone you interact with. And as entrepreneurs, you know, we think, oh, if I just push harder, push harder, push harder, I'm going to get there. But what happens is we actually become addicted to stress. And stress is addictive because it releases certain hormones that give you a rush of energy, but that is a temporary energy. And it also creates very chaotic thinking. And so you're not focused or calm, and you can make more mistakes that end up causing more time and energy in order to fix them. And so, unfortunately, we've somehow adopted this mentality in our work culture that if you just push harder, that you're somehow going to succeed faster. But it's actually the opposite is true. Because when you care for yourself, when you nourish your body, when you feed your brain with nutrients, you are actually able to work faster and smarter, and you are more calm when you communicate with others.
Well, now you're really hitting you hit so many points there. I'm pretty sure you got everybody's attention, but the one that really hits home with me is this whole concept of feeding your brain. I mean, I've heard it before, and I know I've heard it from you, but clearly it went in, speaking of the brain, and went in one ear and out the next. There must be nothing in there for me, but this feed, so when I think of eating, I'm thinking of weight loss and eating and food and the body, and you're saying that it's way beyond that, to where it's almost a responsibility of an entrepreneur. If you want to give your business your best, and like you said, your customers, your suppliers, your clients, your prospects, your team, your patients, your family, everybody, and yourself, then you've got to also think about how you're feeding your brain, maintaining a lack of stress and a calmness so you can function well. And also, isn't it also all about I think you said in there, a consistency. So it's not like, you hear so many people, first thing in the morning I'm grumpy, or this, or, late in the day I crash. And you can help people, or you do help people, so you can help us and me and my listeners and readers to have a consistent flow of calm energy, clear thinking all through how we approach what we eat and how we live our life?
Absolutely. And the problem is that we've made it so complex. All of these diets and weight loss programs that teach you, okay, you have to weigh your food, you have to count your calories, you have to eat this at that time and this proportion. We have made the simple art of feeding our brains and our bodies so complex. And what I teach you how to do is I teach you how to find nutrition in natural food. And my number one rule is count chemicals, not calories. So when you look at the ingredients of a food, when you read the label, and this is unfortunately the only place where you can accurately get the information of what's really in the food, because the front package is a marketing message, and they can say anything. They can put, it's healthy and it's natural, but only in the ingredient label on the back of the box, of the back of the package, that's actually where you know what's really in the food. So you have to read that ingredient label. And if there are chemicals in that food, then I do not recommend you eat it. Because what these chemicals are is that they are man-made chemicals that we could go into just an entire interview just on what these chemicals do to your body and to your brain. Let's just say that they were invented in a laboratory and they have detrimental effects on your biochemistry. So your biochemistry is just simply how your cells process energy. And even if you don't have a weight problem, these chemicals are going to impact the health of your cells. Some people have migraines. Some people have other serious diseases like diabetes, depression, anxiety. And when you're eating chemicals, all of your cells are impacted by these chemicals. And so the things that we just accept as normal in our society, things like high anxiety, high stress, diabetes, obesity, depression, insomnia, these are not natural. The human body was actually designed to have a healthy balance of wake and sleep and moods. We didn't have these rates of depression and anxiety until we started adding the chemicals in our foods. So what you need to do is you need to look at, if this food has chemicals, even if it says it's low calorie or healthy for you, I mean, this is where diet foods, I don't eat diet foods because they're full of chemicals. So by going back to a natural food-based diet, meaning they actually come from nature, then you're not going to be putting these chemicals into your body. And therefore, you are not going to have the detrimental effects that these chemicals have. Now, I figured this out by accident about 16 years ago. And, you know, I started laughing whenever I realized, it's not about calories, it's the chemicals. Because when you eat natural foods like chicken breast or eggs or beans, broccoli, you'll notice that none of those foods have chemicals. They don't even have an ingredient label. And so just going back to natural foods, you are going to get Mother Nature's medicine. This comes in the forms of vitamins and minerals, enzymes, and we've made it so complex, but that's the diet and the weight loss industry trying to fool you and trying to get you to buy their products. So by going back to natural whole food diet, not only will you no longer have cravings, because cravings are actually a sign that you are lacking a mineral or a vitamin, and it's just trying to get you to eat something, hoping that you'll get that. You no longer have cravings, and you also have natural health. So it's not natural for us to be on all these pharmaceuticals. It's not natural for us to eat and drink this much sugar. It's not natural for us to put these chemicals in our body. And when you go back to natural eating and living, then you get to really experience your full potential. And for me, that's what is most exciting about being an entrepreneur, is that I get to create every day from unlimited possibility. You know, it's up to me to create it every day. Nobody tells me what to do. Nobody tells me when to wake up. Nobody tells me what to say. And so as an entrepreneur, don't I want to tap in to the most abundance possible? And that's why I don't put chemicals into my body, because by putting those chemicals in, you are poisoning your greatest asset in business, which is you, your body, your brain. It's all connected.
Again, you said so much that it is overloading me, and probably not overloading my listeners or readers as much, because they're way ahead of me on this stuff. But the good news is, in just a few minutes here, because I got to honor your time and let you go, but you're going to give everybody a free gift. And
that's
they're
right.
going to find out how to contact you and learn a lot more. But I want to go back to this. When you mentioned, I forget now, but it was some kind of scientific term, like this doesn't come from nowhere, folks. Again, it's not what I initially thought when I first met Andrea, that like, yeah, sure, you know, everything, she's just perfect her whole life. I know that you have a biology degree and you came close to going to medical school to be a doctor, but the whole world is thankful that you chose instead to help so many more people like you're doing here by sharing your story and sharing your insights and your expertise. And it's not just nothing personal, but so many doctors like are not in the greatest shape. But this is like, this is you, this is you, you're living and breathing this. And at the same time, I can't even keep up with all the activities you're doing as an entrepreneur. And speaking of which, you know that my audience, I tend to focus on sales and marketing. So when you say, you know, don't look at the front of the package, folks, that's the marketing where they're trying to sell you stuff. My whole audience has to be nodding and going, yeah, no kidding. You know, it brings to mind a joke I used to say with my beautiful wife, Michelle, who would see something and say, I look at the ingredients of a package and I go, I'm not going to eat this stuff. And she would say, but it says natural. I'm like, honey, because it's natural. Like cow manure is natural. Like just because it says natural doesn't mean it's good for you. And I only wish that I had you on speed dial to go like, you know, yes or no. But from what you just said, I think I'm on the right track that if we, I mean, come on now, business owners, if you're going to be successful in business, we all know, you got to pay attention to some details and make sure you dot some T's and cross some I's and do some right things. And yet, it must be real frustrating to you, to the people you're teaching and leading, that we don't do the same when it comes to our mind and our body. We kind of, first of all, we fall prey to the marketing, diet sodas or diet whatever, an oxymoron. And second of all, we also just tend not to pay too much attention to it. And that's what you're saying leads to all kinds of big trouble down the road, especially for entrepreneurs.
Yeah. Well, I always say, you know, start where you are. And there can be a lot of guilt and shame associated with some of the choices that we've made in the past. And this is why I really teach the art of self-love and self-forgiveness, because that was the key for me to stop the obsessive dieting, is that I had to really learn how to love and accept myself exactly as I am right now. And it turns out that that is the most healing thing that you can do for your body. Because if you're carrying around shame and guilt and trying to have obsessive, controlling thoughts, if you're fighting against your body, then you're never going to win, because it's an attack on your body. And so by accepting and loving and forgiving yourself, what it does is it creates a healthy relationship with your body. And so we can talk about the art of business. You know, business is really just about relationships, right? And so your relationship with your body is the greatest and most important relationship you will ever have, because it impacts all the other relationships in your life. And so when I made this awareness, again, I just started focusing on, well, how can I give my body more love today? How can I bring it more health? And yes, now I have a big reason, because I inspire hundreds of thousands of people around the world. But at the time, it was just me and my own level of accountability. And so I ask you to ask yourself, why? What is your why? Why do you want to have a healthy body? Why do you want to have energy and happiness? If you don't get clear on these answers now, then unfortunately, your body will break down and you will have some disease or injury or some way that your body is going to make you pay attention. And this is why I'm so passionate about helping entrepreneurs to find the health and love of their body right now, because you cannot put this off. You know, we put so much emphasis on our wealth or our business or our assets and the things that we own, but if you don't have a body, then all of that is irrelevant, and that's just the truth. So take care of your body exactly as it is now. And the why. Why do you want to do this? You have to put that in the front of your mind every single day. Write it on your post-it note, stick it on your computer, put it on your bathroom mirror. Why do you want a healthy body? Because if you don't remind yourself of that every single day, then it is so easy to just get caught up in the culture that will destroy your body. So you have to find that internal why, that internal reason for it. And, you know, you mentioned doctors, and I'm privileged and honored that I have thousands of doctors and health professionals that actually follow my program and for the first time are able to finally lose the weight. Because it's not their fault that they don't learn about the science of nutrition or self-love in medical school. They are trained on how to temporarily put together a broken body. And that's just the limitation of their experience and of their expertise. So when doctors work with me, yes, I speak science. Yes, I can break it down to the very fundamental level of why the body is breaking down. But what's most important is that they finally find that reason to love themselves. And until you find that, then everything I say or any other health expert says is just going to be, like you said, in one ear, out the other. It's never going to stick. But if you can make it a practice, a ritual of giving yourself the greatest gift that you can ever give yourself, which is the gift of health, that's when it becomes really fun, really interesting. And I like to say it's like becoming a child again. You get to have this wonder and experience and playfulness of, wow, how can I make my body feel better? And that's what everyone says to me. Whether you lose weight or not on my program, I'm actually not even interested in that. I just want you to feel amazing. I want you to wake up every day with more energy and health than you did yesterday. And that's when you get that spirit back inside of how you take care of your body. So that's why I love what I do, and hopefully it's inspired you and your listeners to just try it on.
Oh, gosh, it's bringing back the memories now from when I did first meet you, I don't know, however many years ago, and that's what you said to me. I remember saying something that you just brought back to my mind was full of guilt or shame and self-loathing and whatever. I was like, yeah, well, I'd love to get rid of this, you know, my gut or something. And you were like, that's when you said to me what you just said to my audience, which, talk about it, one year and out the next, I have not practice that because of what you just said. When I'm saying, like, I'd love to get rid of this, so this is no good, and you taught me that, which I instantly must have forgotten to my detriment, and now it's hammered into my head, and I'm going to remember it. I guess it's difficult for me being, and maybe for the audience, being very successful in business to not be successful in another area, and I feel not great about it, but then you said something to me like, would you say that to your wife? Would you say that to somebody else that you love? Then why do you say it to yourself? It was something like that. And I'm like, wow, what a great point. And then it went in one ear and out the next. So here's the deal. I know I got to value your time. And I know, you like you said, just not even just another interview, but you can and you could and you do go on for days and hours and months on this topic forever. But I got to let you go. However, I want all of my readers and listeners to connect with you to get more of this fantastic, life-changing information that you have. And I know that you told me, I don't know what it is, but you said you're going to offer to share a special gift with them to help encourage them to do what's best for all of us is get in touch with you and find out so much more about how we can feed our body and our brain and be happier in life.
Yes, wonderful. Well, you know, you mentioned diet sodas, and I have a recipe that actually tastes better than any chemical-filled drink out there. Does this sound like something you might be interested in?
A recipe for a drink?
Yeah.
I never even thought of that. When I think recipe, see, again, I'm just not thinking straight about any of this. When I'm thinking recipe, I'm thinking, you know, it's a lunch, it's a dinner. How cool, like you said, how fun it is, a recipe for a drink. I'm ready. I'm excited.
There you go. Great.
But I know you're not going to tell it to me now. I have to, you're encouraging me to do the right thing, which is go get it somewhere.
That's right. So, everybody, I want you to drink more water, because water is the most important nutrient for your body next to oxygen. So oxygen is the number one nutrient, so hopefully that encourages you to take deeper, longer breaths so that you get more oxygen. And then the second nutrient that every cell of your body needs is water. Now, I've heard all the time, oh, water's so boring, water's so bland. So I have a special recipe for you that is not only going to make your water taste delicious and fresh and crisp and refreshing, but it's also going to help you slim down. So this is a special detox water recipe. I started making this before my photo shoots because I wanted the extra detox that, you know, you can get to look better in photos, but it tastes so good that I just said, I'm just going to start making this all the time. So it's my special slim down water recipe, and you can go to slimdownwater.com. Just enter your email address, and I'll send you the special recipe.
That is exciting and a lesson in entrepreneur marketing at the same time. Love the name of the website and the way you're bringing us along, and I do love that you said we should drink more water. Again, my beautiful wife Michelle tells me that all the time. I pretty much drink only water, but I just don't drink enough. So I, on top of what everyone else needs to do, forget what they need to do, but I ought to go back. I need to listen to this and re-listen to that. I'm going to go to your site. I'm going to get your stuff. I'm going to dive in. And next time I see you, I'm going to be giving you a big hug and a big thanks for finally getting on the right track, thanks to you. And I wish the same for all my readers and listeners, and I cannot possibly thank you enough for your time and your expertise in sharing it with my audience today. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, Steve, it's been my pleasure. And to everyone who's listening, I also honor and appreciate you for where you are on your journey. Because I know as entrepreneurs, you know, I've been a business owner for over 13 years now. And so it is so easy to get caught up in taking care of other people. I mean, there's always somebody who needs our attention. And so by you taking this time for yourself and by putting, even if it's this simple promise, okay, I'm going to drink more water today, that is a gift that you are giving yourself. And I promise you that the more you give to yourself, not only the more you will be able to impact the world and the people around you, but the more joy and fun you are going to have along the journey. Because I believe that all the wealth, all the fame, all the prestige in the world is worth nothing if it sacrifices your health. So let's create, you know, prosperity and abundance while also having the health and the energy and the joy that we can and deserve to experience along the journey.
I love it. What a great way to wrap it up. Who could say no to having more of all of that stuff in our life? We're going to thank you, our customers, our clients, our patients, our members, our family, our suppliers, our team, our employees. We have a rippling effect and therefore a rippling responsibility to be the best we can be. And I thank you so much that you've made it your life mission to help people, especially business owners and entrepreneurs, do just that. Thank you so much, Andrea.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.